Hey, football fan Dave Bartu here, breaking down. Actually, right now we are going to be looking back on the last 21 NFL drafts since 2000. First things first, you should have listened to the intro of how this system came about and why and the results. And also, be sure, if you are on Twitter, follow us. Follow the Pro Athletes Hemp Association. Their new Twitter account is Hemp for Pros. Hemp for Pros. Super easy to find. Follow it. If you follow it, you're following me because I am part of that on the grow side, the genetic side, product formulation. It's going to be a ton of content, not only about the CBD and hemp industry and getting you informed about this emerging I'd say niche, but also, wink, you just might get to hear a few NFL Hall of Fame players talk about, well, things I ask them to talk about. Pretty excited. Pretty damn exciting. So, but let's get back to why you are here, and that is breaking down the three-step process of the NFL draft using, well, my piece of paper. I was going to go year by year with this, but I started looking at the numbers, and the clear pattern was as the draft went along, especially after the third round, the guys that check all the boxes in my system didn't, I wouldn't say they weren't as successful. Now, I don't know what that was. Maybe they just weren't as talented. Maybe they were drafted so low they never really got a chance to start. So, my system is three things. A quarterback effect ranking. I have an experience ranking. And I have a recruiting ease of schedule ranking. So, basically, round five looks a lot like round seven. Just a hodgepodge of guys that don't check the boxes and a couple that do that had decent NFL careers. Of the 35 guys that were taken in the fifth round, which is kind of interesting because there are more quarterbacks drafted in round six and in round seven than in round five over the last 21 drafts. But of the 35 guys drafted in round five, 31 of them didn't check all the boxes. There were only four guys that did. Now, a couple of them had decent NFL careers, still do. Dennis Dixon out of Oregon, Kevin Hogan out of Stanford, Nathan Peterman out of Pittsburgh. He's on his fifth year in the NFL right now. Ironically, he did throw the five picks in one football game, but he is sticking around, which is better than most of these guys. The number one guy out of round five, Dan Orlovsky, he had 12 years in the NFL. I think he made about 26, 27 starts. Didn't do much, but he's really the only one that stuck reasonably. Most of these guys were just one and done. Interestingly enough, this is a guy that doesn't get a lot of discussion about him, but Easton Stick got drafted after one season at national champion North Dakota State. So everybody loves to talk about North Dakota State and Carson Wentz and how that equates to Trey Lance doing well, but nobody brings up Easton Stick getting drafted, and I don't even know if he's in the NFL after a year. So, either way, round five sucks. It really does. There's just been not a lot of good draft picks made here. Very few of these guys check off the boxes that I want to see. And realistically, only one of the four that did check off the boxes had a good extended NFL career in Orlovsky. So he is the exception, not the rule. So that is round five, six, and seven. In those three rounds, there was 31, 33, and 30 guys taken that didn't check off all the boxes. 94 guys drafted, and by my count, 2 to 3 of them, you maybe could argue 4, did anything worthwhile in the NFL. Now, like I said, that being said, the guys that did check off all the boxes didn't do that great either. But the sum of the, heck, you could even take Tom Brady out of it, okay? Just remove him. The other, you got 94 guys versus 22 and 4, 26 guys. So 94 guys versus 26 guys. The 26 guys, even without Brady, still have more starts, still have more wins, still did much better overall. Their risk profile is by far a better risk from a draft standpoint. So as far as I'm concerned, if you're looking for diamonds in the rough in 5, 6, 7, you keep drafting those guys that check the boxes, that have a strong quarterback effect, that have a lot of experience, that elevated a team that just doesn't recruit that well. So that's a quick breakdown of 5, 6, 7. Things are about to get a little bit more interesting because we have more numbers and a lot more success in rounds 1 through 4. This is Dave Bartu, the College Football Matrix. Thank you for joining me.